Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to another class, another session. Today we're going to be covering resolution for Amazon. So we'll be talking about the refund process, the call flow process, vocabulary for this logistics company, this retail company, right? And I'll teach you the resolution, what is call center resolution as part of the call flow. And we'll also discuss key soft skills that you absolutely need if you're going to work in a call center. So, if English is not your first language, don't worry about it because you're going to learn here essential vocabulary and soft skills to operate in a call center. And if you don't have call center experience, don't worry about it. You're right. You're right here in the right class. You're watching the right video because we're going to teach you the refund process, how it works specifically for Amazon. And we'll also teach you about resolution. So don't worry, you're in the right hands right now. Let me go ahead and explain how it works. Okay. So let me give you a little introduction here. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background. I like to begin with a little story. Like 6, 7 years ago, I was working at Alorica as a language coach, as an accent coach. So I had the opportunity. I was assigned a project for Amazon, Amazon Customer Service, a division of a Amazon Customer Service. It was a big client for Alorica, very important because they had over 300 agents, managers, supervisors, staff, you name it. It's a big, important client. The situation that they were going through was that they were experiencing language barrier problems. Language barrier in a call center is a serious thing because, customers would give feedback, answer surveys about how the agents were handling the calls or, if they're having problems communicating in English with them. So it became quite serious, right, for the LOB. So in my team, we were a team of four language coaches or accent coaches in that time. I was assigned to be in charge of the team and to go to that account and first of all investigate what the problem was, do some research, listen to some calls initially, right? So we spent almost like 2 weeks doing that, listening to calls, listening to agents interact in real time, and also connecting side by side with the agents and all of that just to get as much info as we could. And a lot of the things that we noticed were language translation mistakes. You know how we use Spanish and we literally translate our Spanish pleasantries to English. So that was going on and that was confusing customers. Second thing that was happening there was pronunciation. So some agents, instead of saying ma'am, they were saying mom. And, some customers were like, female customers wouldn't like that because they're like, why are you calling me mom? So that the pronunciation became an opportunity as well. And thirdly, soft skills. Soft skills were an opportunity. Some agents were not empathizing correctly with the customer's concern or acknowledging the reason of the call of the customer and assurance, right? Which is conveying confidence, transmitting confidence that the customer will receive his item or Amazon package on time or will be provided the best assistance. So those were key opportunities that we had to work with in the LOB. We worked there roughly around a year or so. And it was a great experience. I had the opportunity to coach native speakers of English, people that lived in the United States 25 years or whatnot. And they needed coaching. They needed soft skills because they knew how to speak the language, but they were not empathizing. They were not acknowledging. They were not using this specific knowledge with customers. And of course, with agents that were using English like a second language, right? Like us, like it's not our first tongue. So, I was teaching them pronunciation, giving them accent training, for so they could speak much clearer, and teaching them soft skills. So we managed pretty good metrics, right? Because everything in a call center is numbers. So we managed to get pretty good metrics, and we were able to achieve and satisfy the LOB. So personal experience there for you guys on my experience with Amazon. So now going back to today's class, we'll be talking about resolution. Resolution is one of our call flow steps, right? What I like to think about resolution is practically satisfying the customer or exceeding the customer's needs, right? As you remember from our last class, we talked about that. So to give you like a definition, if you would like, about what is resolution in general for a call flow in easy terms, guys, easy language for you guys to understand. I have something like this. It's the process of explaining and offering options to satisfy the customer's needs and questions. So I'll say that again. It's a process, right? Because you're going to have to go through a process of explaining. Yes, customers are going to call in with inquiries, questions about, yo, where's my stuff? Hey, why haven't you delivered it? Or why were 3 packages damaged? So you're going to be explaining to the customers what's going on with their packages. Also, resolution is about offering options, you know? So yeah, what are the options available for the customer, right? Okay, so if this is damaged, if this is lost, what options can we offer the customer to make him feel satisfied, right? So offering options is a key part of resolution. And of course, as we have discussed, excellent customer service is satisfying the customer's needs. And if we can exceed their needs, their expectations, then we're definitely doing a great job, right? So satisfying the customer's needs and, of course, being able to answer all their questions like we were practicing the other day, right? So, Mr. Customer, have I answered all your questions today? Is there anything else I could do for you today? So that's key in order to provide first call resolution. You guys remember that? First call resolution. Because you only want the customer to call us one time, right? So that's what resolution is. Remember, it's the process of explaining and offering options to the customer, right, to satisfy all their needs and questions that they might have. So that's what resolution is. Today, we're going to focus on the refund, right? A refund is short for reimbursement process for a resolution for Amazon. Now, Amazon, let's talk a little bit about Amazon. Just to give you a little bit of background, if you haven't shopped on Amazon or don't know really what that is about. So Amazon is basically a retail company, retail, right? And they sell online. So it's an online retail company, ORC, which means that they're going to sell through their website, through their apps, right? So they don't like really have like a virtual place where people go and select their merchandise and products. Everything is virtual. What they do have is a warehouse, right? A warehouse in Spanish, if you speak Spanish, it's called a bodega. So they work with this warehouse, right? They call it like the fulfillment center, something like that. But they only have a warehouse. So customers, when they shop, the warehouse gets the order, right? So going back to that, so Amazon is an online retail company. And if you have the opportunity to let's say work for an LOB like Amazon or Walmart, you're going to be working with logistics a lot. Logistics, right? So what is logistics? Well, logistics is basically the transportation of goods, right? From the source, from the warehouse to the end consumer, which is the customer. So again, I'll say that again. It's the transportation, right? It's the transportation of goods from the source, the warehouse, right, to the end consumer, or in other words, the distribution, right, the line of distribution. That's what logistics is. And if you have the opportunity to work for these type of companies, you're going to have to deal with logistics, like, hey, where's my package? When will I receive it? Or when is it going to arrive, right? Please instruct the delivery driver to put the package not in the front door, but in the back door of the house. So that's got to be everything with logistics, because you got to coordinate the transportation. You have to do some tracking, right? You have to track, which if for the guys that speak Spanish, rastreo, you have to track. You have to track what's the status of the package, right? So basically, that's what you're going to have to do. So logistics is that movement of the merchandise from one place to another. Sometimes when the customer is, let's say, unsatisfied, when the customer is concerned and satisfied with his package or his item, that will be because probably the package, right, is damaged, has some kind of physical damage, or perhaps due to a mishap or an unfortunate event, the package is lost or deemed missing, right? Reported missing, Or there's some kind of delay in the transport, especially right now. This is high season in the United States, guys. It's like crazy. People are buying like, madly. So there's a lot of delays due to the high season, Christmas season. And just wait, after Christmas in January, customer service and Amazon and all the retail companies are like, they're over the top. They just need a lot of agents because a lot of customers will be calling in with issues. Hey, yo, look, I want to return this package, or I want to exchange this item, or it's not what I expected, or I haven't received it. So there are a lot of things to resolve after the Christmas shopping. So yeah, delays. And of course, exchanges, like, oh yeah, so I got this NBA jersey and it's not the right size, so I want to return it or get a different one, So those could be the reasons why the customer could be concerned, and those could be the reasons mainly why they would contact you for, let's say, Amazon. That those would be the primary reasons why they would contact you, right? So they're not going to contact you to say, hey, look, I love your company, right? No, they're going to contact you with these type of concerns. So damaged packages, lost, missing packages, delays in orders, and exchanges, right? Re exchange requests. So basically, these are the issues that you would handle at an account like Amazon. Okay, so that's a little. That concludes the background. Let's move on now to how would you handle this type of call, right? So in terms of handling the call, we are going to use our soft skills. So the soft skills that we're going to apply, right, for this type of situation, or generally for any type of customer service scenario, are, of course, we're definitely going to need empathy. So empathy is a skill that we're going to require, especially if the customer is concerned about the state of the order. So what I did here is I wrote some very simple scripts, basic English, guys, but it works. It works. So here's a basic empathy statement in terms of logistics. Something like, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry to hear that X, Y, and Z, right? So, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry to hear that the package is damaged. I understand. Let me erase this here. I understand no one wants to wait more than they should. So in the case of there's a delay. So yeah, I haven't received my package. Mr. Customer, I'm very sorry to hear that there is a delay. I understand no one wants to wait more than they should. So here, as we talked before, we're using the verb I understand, right? So you are connecting emotionally there. You're putting yourself in the customer's place. So we use empathy verbs like I understand, I realize, I acknowledge, I see, right? So we use empathy verbs. So empathy is necessary. You can use this as a script, so you can write it down, guys. You can put it there in your notebooks so you can practice later. So this is a script. Here you just change the situation. Next, we acknowledge the situation of the customer. So let's say that we're not 100% sure, like, yeah, what's going on? Maybe the customer was talking too fast, or the customer was using expressions we've never heard before. So what we want to do is we want to, have clarity and understand what the problem is. So we start with questions like, we use this type of conditional question. Remember, we talked about this last time. Mr. Customer, if I understand correctly, the package has not been delivered. Am I correct? Or Mr. Customer, if I understand correctly, you want to exchange the item. Or Mr. Customer, if I understand correctly, the boxes are damaged. Am I correct? Is that correct? So here, I'm trying to clarify, right, with this statement and this tag question. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to clarify, right, what the customer wants, and that's acknowledging. So acknowledging is clarifying what the customer wants. So that's also part of the acknowledgement process. So you're going to have to acknowledge if the customer situation, right? Another step that we need to use is assurance, right? So the assurance of help step, as you remember, is to convey confidence, right? To convey confidence to the customer, to fully assure them, right? To guarantee that they will receive assistance, that they will be helped in some way. And to do that, we use vocabulary, some phrases. This is very basic, guys, as I mentioned, but it works. It says here, Mr. Customer, don't worry. I can definitely help you with your package. Here, I put your package, but you can just adapt it, you know? Mr. Customer, I'm very sorry to hear that there is a delay. I understand nobody wants to wait more than they should, but don't worry. I can definitely help you with the package, with the order. Let me go ahead and, right, X, Y, and Z. So, Mr. Customer, let me go ahead and verify the status of the order here for you. Let me go ahead and check here what the situation is. Let me go ahead and contact the logistics team or whatnot. So here we're assuring the customer, we're transmitting confidence that he will receive assistance. You absolutely need assurance. If you do not assure your customer, then that's going to be an automatic escalation. That's going to be, I want to talk to your supervisor. That's what it's going to be. So assurance is key. And for today, we're going to talk about resolution. And here are basically the scripts that I need you to learn for today. Very basic scripts. So when it comes to resolution here, there are basically two options that you might offer a customer. I'm going to go ahead here and erase this part here, right? So you guys can visualize it. So when it comes to resolution, usually for these type of situations, there are basically two paths to resolution that you can follow. And I usually teach resolution with logistics because it's very simple to understand. So a customer could request a refund, and that would be considered the resolution, or a customer could request an exchange, or like, I want to exchange the vest. It's not the correct size. I want to send it back to your warehouse. So I'm going to send it back. I'm going to return it, right? Ship it back. I'm going to send the truck back to your warehouse, and you are going to send me what I want, right? The correct size. So that whole exchange return resolution is something as well that is carried out for Amazon. So your job is, remember that resolution is offering options. You're going to offer, Mr. Customer, what do you want? The refund or the exchange? What do you want? You're not going to say it like that, right? But you're going to offer them the resolution. Which what do you prefer? You want your money? You want your money back, or do you want to send it and exchange it for the correct one? So an example of that, I'm going to explain, right? So I'm going to tell the customer, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry to inform you, the package was reported missing, right? So you check your system and say, oh, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry to inform you that the package was reported or deemed missing. So I'm very sorry about that, sir. Nevertheless, we are going to issue the refund here. So would you like a refund of this, or would you like the exchange? Would you like a refund or would you like the exchange? Or you guys can say, do you want a refund or do you want an exchange? Okay, so you offer this, right? And, you know, how would you like to proceed, or how would you like to best proceed? Right? How would you like to best proceed? I remember that I used to have a supervisor many years ago who would always go like that. How would you like to best proceed? Right? So just a little phrase there to motivate the customer to take a decision. Okay? So this is the vocabulary that we're going to focus on in today's resolution for the Amazon refund. Okay, guys? So in short, we're going to learn the process, the refund process. You're going to apply the soft skills, right? And learn new vocabulary like this. But first, we're going to listen to an example call on how that works. Okay, guys? Cool. Do I still have some time? Oh, yeah, I do. All right, guys, that's very cool.